into the village ahead of you. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Luke 19:30. We're going to focus on one verse today. Some of these themes are recurring. Every year we hit one here, one here, one here. We're going to be comprehensive today in an expedited manner. But the word today is this: God provides it, we will untie it. Obedience enables us to occupy. I want you to look at your neighbor and tell him, God provides it, we untie it. Obedience enables us to occupy. You may be seated, you may be seated. Number one, listen carefully, here's God's word for you. God provides the way you follow through. Go to the village ahead. What God has for you is not behind you, it's ahead of you. I'll repeat that for the hearing impaired. What God has for you is not behind you, it is ahead of you. Let me preface this by stating a point. Let us be cognizant of the fact that on occasion we may have missed it, not because we got there too late, but because we got there too early. Y'all missed that point. The time, the precise time that Jesus instructed his disciples to step into a village, because a donkey was already waiting for them. Jesus already preordained it. He planned it. It was laid out in God's calendar plan. But there are times and seasons in our lives that we miss it because we get there too late, but equally as precarious as when we get there too what? Too early. Which means you attempt to accomplish something without your character matching the calling, without your maturity in alignment with the mission. So when you're not mature enough to accomplish that mission, we get there too early. When you have the charisma but you lack the character, you get there too early. But praise be to God that in God's timing, everything is perfect. It is God's perfect alignment for you to get there when you need to get there. So don't hurry up. If God is sovereign in your life, if God rules in your life and he is in control of your life, and you see some doors closing and something's not coming to pass the way or the time you expected it, instead of whining about it, give God glory. Because if God is slowing you down, hey, it's not to harm you. It's to make sure that when you get there, there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that will be able to kick you out of that very place of destiny God ordained for you and your house. God provides the way you follow through. So God has called you and me to step into areas where we will acquire what God will use for something big. Go into the village over there ahead of you, and you will find a donkey tied there. Jesus did not say, go back to the village you came from. He never said, go back. He never said, go back to Bethany where he was just from. They were just visiting Bethany. Go into the village in front of you. What God has for you is not behind you. What God has for you is in front of you. Let me make this clear. You will never see your future while you're focused on your past. You will never experience your breakthrough while you're obsessed with those that attempted to break you. The devil wants you to be stuck in your past. The enemy of your destiny wants you to stay looking at your past. Your flesh loves your past. Jesus said this. This is Jesus, Luke 9:62. No one puts his hand to the plow and looks back. Anyone who looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Woo! Don't look back. Why TPT this way? Why do you keep looking back to your past and have second thoughts about following me? If you turn back, you're not fit for God's kingdom. You will never see everything God has for you until you accept everything God did for you. What did he do? He buried your past. Repeat after me. He buried my past. Say it like you believe it. He buried my past. One more time. Let everything inside of you hear that. He buried my past. So don't live in that old offense. Don't live in the old heartbreak. Don't live in the old pain. Don't live in the past failure, in the past sin. Don't look back. Don't think back. Don't talk back. Don't pray back. Don't text back. Don't swipe back. Don't Google back. There's an anointing ahead of you. There's an open door in front of you. There's abundant life ahead of you. Don't look back. Lot's wife looked back and turned into salt. The Hebrew children looked back and stayed wandering in the desert. Go to the village ahead. What God has for you is not behind you. It's ahead of you. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I'm not going back. Say it like you believe it. Say, I'm not going back. Repeat after me. You here in this campus in Los Angeles and online, repeat after me. I've come too far to turn back now. Somebody praise like you actually mean what you just said. I've come too far to turn back now. So here's a word for someone here. You may have lost your chance back there, your breakthrough somewhere in the past. You may even be tempted to go back and find what you were looking for back in that old relationship. Oops. Back to the old job looking for employment. Back to the old crowd looking for acceptance. But God says, go to the village in front of you. Woo! Number two, God provides the resources you obey to occupy. When we obey his word, we can occupy his promises. When we obey his spirit, we can grab a hold of his provision. Luke 19:30, we're going to repeat it again. Go into the village over there. You come in and you will find a donkey tied there. Who set that up? God. Now he says, listen, you're about to step into something that I already have provided for. And they're looking at him like, what? You're going to find a donkey there. It's new. You're going to untie it. You're going to do the following. Give him instructions. Like, how do you know? And like Jesus going like, that's why we can't get ahead of ourselves. If the donkey is not there waiting for us, it meant we got there too late or too early. In God's perfect timing, the donkey will always be there because God goes ahead. I'm going to repeat that. God goes ahead. I'm going to do it one more time. God goes ahead. God already stepped into your next season. I'm going to do it one more time for you and your family and your children and your children's children. God already stepped into your next season. Pastor Sam, I'm worried about next month. No, don't worry. Be anxious for nothing. Everything through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6, let your request be made known unto God. God already stepped into your next season. Pastor Sam, but the elections are this year. God already stepped into the next season. But there's people, there's wars. And all. God, there's an eclipse coming. Oh, I get all that. God already stepped into your next season. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. For the Lord will go before you, and the glory of Israel will be your rear guard. Isaiah 52, 12. Isaiah 45, verse 2. One of my favorite. Here's God speaking. I will go before you, and I will level the mountains. Is there anybody in this auditorium that needs some mountains to be leveled this week? Let me ask one more time. Is there anyone here in Sacramento or online? You have a health mountain. You have a relational mountain, a financial mountain, a spiritual mountain. You need God to show up and level some things this week. Put a praise on your lip on Palm Sunday. Because he promises, I will go before you and I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and I will cut through the bars of iron. Which means what? Every obstacle, every opposition, every oppression, he already dealt with it. He provides before you even get there. When God tells you to go somewhere, it's because he already defeated every enemy that could have possibly done you harm. And he already planted everything you need to succeed. He defeats everything and he provides everything. God went ahead. So when you look forward, God goes ahead. Your now and your next are married. I'll repeat that. What you obey now will determine what you will operate next. What you will pray for now will determine what you will praise for next. What you sow now will determine what you reap next. It's already there. Jesus said, go in. All you have to do is obey me. By the time you get there, what you need will be waiting for you. No, the thing is waiting for you. The provision is waiting for you. You're not waiting for it. It's waiting for you. Your miracle is waiting for you. Your anointing is waiting for you. Your breakthrough is waiting for you. Your job is waiting for you. Your relationship is waiting for you. Your healing is waiting for you. You're not waiting for any of that. These things are waiting for you. Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroads and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. If you travel in its path and God's word is obedience, you will find rest for your souls. If you receive that, say, all mine. Number three, as we land this, God provides the new, you let go of the old. Go into the village. As a result, you will see a young donkey who has never been ridden. Every year, somehow in the message, I get this point across. Stop riding old donkeys. Stop riding old donkeys. Jesus demanded new. He demands new. Jesus will never occupy the old. He occupies the new. Hence, you have to be born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17, when you receive Christ, you are a new. All the old things have passed away. Everything has been made. Mark 2:22, you have to provide new wineskin for the new wine. It's the new. Somebody say, it's the new. I want to do this one more time till your spirit man gets it. Stop riding old donkeys. Stop thinking old things. Stop living old nightmares. Stop saying old curses. Stop falling in the same old temptations. Stop reliving the old trauma. Stop asking God to renovate your past. Tell God to release your future. Stop riding old donkeys. No one puts new wine into new old wineskins. Luke 5, Ephesians 4, 22. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life. It is corrupt through deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. On this Palm Sunday, I want to remind everyone that when you are born again, when Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life, you are filled with his precious Holy Spirit. You are a new creation. The old things have passed away. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. The old has passed away. Everything old has passed away. I am new. They'll say, I am a new creation. And in 2024, in my life, with my life, for my life, through my life, for the glory of Jesus, God's about to do a new thing. If you believe what you just said, give him a Palm Sunday praise. Anybody ready for a new thing in 2024? Let me ask you one more time. Anybody ready for a new thing in 2024? Anybody ready for a new thing in your family, in your home, in your marriage, in your ministry, in your calling, in your finances, in your anointing? If you're ready for a new thing, give him a new praise right now in God's house. Matter of fact, all the new thing people, raise both hands. I'm going right now, right there with your hands raised. A new thing, Isaiah 43, 19. A new heart, Ezekiel 36, 26. New wineskin, Matthew 9, 17. New mercies, woo-hoo, Lamentations 3, 23. A new name is coming your way, Revelation 2, 17. A new song, something new is coming your way. The new you is healed. The new you is anointed. The new you is favored. The new you is the righteousness of God. The new you is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The new you is a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. The new you is the head and not the tail. Blessed and not cursed. Right and not wrong. The new you is dangerous. How many here know the devil can't stand the new you? I'm going to ask one more time. How many know the devil can't stand the new you? Oh, I feel the anointing here. How many know that hell can't stop the new you? Darkness will never come the new you. The old you didn't make it, but the new you will. If you believe that, raise both hands. The old you couldn't do it, but the new you will. The old you didn't see it, but the new you will. The old you didn't occupy it, but the new you will. And just like that donkey, Jesus made you new in order for the new you to carry his glory. Give him one more praise. Stand with me. God provides the breakthrough, you untie the blessing. Yeah, the colt was there. The donkey was there, but it was tied up. Tied up. It was there, but it was tied up. Do something. Do something. Do something. Look, I'm gonna provide it for you. I set it up for you, provided, delivered it. I had Amazon in the middle of the night. What do you want me to do? Untie it too? Get some skin in the game. Get some skin in the game. For salvation, all you have to do is believe and confess. Get some skin in the game. Untie it. A spirit of entitlement permeating the church. Untie it. Oh, Pastor Sam, there's no works. Remember, it's all by faith. We're saved. I read Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 clearly. We're saved. We are saved by grace through faith. I get that. But go back to James where James says, even though we are saved by faith, our works need to match up what that faith did for us. Untie it. It's a bunch of donkeys tied up. If I could do a donkey voice right now, Sean. I can't do that Shrek donkey thing, man. Because there are a bunch of donkeys, brand new donkeys, Pastor Jeff, just waiting. Where are all the Christians that have the authority to, like, ride us? There are donkeys all over the world tied up, waiting, going like, where are all the believers? We've been placed here by God, preordained, for Christ followers to come in here and untie us. The donkeys represent the provision, the facilitative mechanisms, the delivery platforms by which you will usher in the glory of God into your generation. And he already provided it, and we're still going like, and the donkeys go like, untie it, untie it, untie it. Too many people step in and look at the donkey, stare at the donkey. Now, of course, we take selfies with the donkey, but we never untie the donkey. I feel the Lord here. God has authorized you to release what he will use for his glory. No, y'all not hearing me. What do they have to do with a donkey? Do what? Untie it. Untie it. Another version says, release the donkey. Matthew 18:18. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound. And whatever you release, loose on earth, untie on earth will be what? God told Abraham to loosen the ram. Jesus told the followers, his followers, to loosen, let go, untie Lazarus. He tells his disciples, untie, loosen the donkey. You have the power to untie it. Forgiveness unties favor. Three of you clapped. That's a tough one. I'm gonna do it one more time. Forgiveness unties favor. About 40%. Forgiveness unties favor. Forgive the people that hurt you. Forgive the people that traumatized you and injured you and wounded you. Forgive them and forgive yourself. Why? Because forgiveness unties the favor of the Lord. Repentance unties redemption. That's a word we don't hear anymore in the church. Repentance. Acts 3:19 has one of the greatest verses you could ever read. It says, when you repent, God will send a refreshing rain your way. There's power in repentance. Watch this. Excellence unties elevation. Do everything in life with excellence. Belief unties blessings. Faith unties fulfillment. Grace unties glory. Love unties life. And praise unties his presence. Lift up both hands. There's an anointing on this Palm Sunday as we hear the word of the Lord. An anointing to untie our families, our finances, our promotion, our healing, our health, holiness, to untie justice, to untie love, joy, and peace. God says, loosen it in his name. Untie it. It's already waiting for you. So today, with your praise, with your forgiveness, with your life, you have the power to untie what God has already provided for you. And then seal it off with this. God provides it. We give him all the praise. That's how we're going to conclude. Are you ready? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go like this. I need the best untying illustration we could possibly do. I am terrible at this. How do we untie? You got some like, you're doing some dance move there, buddy. I don't know what you're doing. That's just it. I want you to untie it. In 2024, upon every single person here, we are about to see the untying, the release of a new anointing, the release of the glory of the risen Christ upon you, with you, for you, and through you, for the glory of his name, like never before. I promise you, there are donkeys that have been waiting for you to get there, not to look at it, but to untie it. And this is the year that you're going to step into, with the fullness of Christ, you're going to step into that next season of your life where he will get all the glory and people will come to him through your testimony. So I want you to do this. I want you to untie it. When I count to three, untie it and give him the best Palm Sunday praise you have ever given him in your entire life. Because this is that season. This is it. You obey, and through your obedience, you will occupy it. So ready? Look at your neighbor. Tell him, neighbor, my donkey's pretty big. Give me some space. Tell him, I've been waiting to get to this village. You don't know the hell I've been through to get to this place. Look at your neighbor. Tell him, you have no idea the devils and the demons that came my way to try to stop me. You have no, I feel breakthrough right about now. You have no idea the deserts I had to cross, the mountains I had to climb to get into the season right here, right now. So when I say now, I want you to untie it and I want you to give him the best praise because you are about to see the glory of Jesus shine upon you and through you like never before. It's Palm Sunday. It's a new thing. It's a new day. It's a new season. Hey! And we're not going to permit any rocks to outpraise us. We're not going to permit any rocks to outpraise us. We're not going to permit any celebrity to get more praise than Jesus. We're not going to permit any athletic team to get more glory than Jesus. No one's going to get a louder or a better praise than Jesus. Are you ready? Ready? One. Two. Untie that donkey. That donkey could be up here, by the way. And I know some of y'all saying, duh. A donkey up here. No, what I mean by that is it could be an idea that'll change your life. Ideas, thoughts that'll change your life. Change your life. Woo! It could be here. Words that'll come out that'll give life. Woo! All right. Ooh, I sense the anointing here. One. Two. Your family will never be the same again. One, two, three. Somebody give them.